Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Situationships, Breadcrumbs. And The Love You Keep Accepting by Isabel Gray is a contemporary relationship self-help book focused on anxious attachment, emotionally unavailable partners, and the repetitive dynamics that keep people stuck in ambiguous romantic connections. Rather than treating these patterns as a simple failure of judgment, the book frames them as deeply learned relational and nervous system responses. Its central purpose is to help readers understand why half-available love can feel familiar, why consistent affection can feel strangely unsafe or unconvincing, and why awareness alone often does not lead to change. The book is positioned within the attachment and healing genre, but it emphasizes the emotional mechanics of attraction, pursuit, withdrawal, and self-abandonment more than abstract theory. It is aimed at readers who have already recognized the pattern yet still struggle to leave it behind, offering a more compassionate and psychologically grounded explanation of that stuckness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the acceptance pattern as a learned standard for half-love. A defining idea in the book is the acceptance pattern, which Gray presents as the internal system that makes partial emotional availability feel acceptable. This matters because many readers in this situation do not stay due to ignorance. They stay because their baseline for love has been shaped by repetition, inconsistency, and emotional scarcity. The book argues that this pattern is not just a preference for the wrong person, but a deeply conditioned tolerance for less than secure connection. That distinction is important because it changes the problem from poor decision-making to a relational template that operates automatically. Once a person normalizes intermittent affection, waiting becomes mistaken for commitment, and uncertainty becomes mistaken for possibility. The book uses this framework to show why many people keep accepting relationships that never fully stabilize, even when they can clearly name the dynamic. In that sense, the acceptance pattern is not a slogan, but the book's main explanation for why unhealthy relational standards persist even after insight has been gained. Secondly, the breadcrumb cycle and the reinforcement of emotional intermittency. Gray gives particular attention to breadcrumbing as a cycle rather than a one-time behavior. The pattern typically involves an emotionally unavailable partner who pursues, withdraws, and reappears just enough to keep the connection alive while the anxious partner waits, analyzes, reaches out, and re-engages with hope. This cycle is psychologically powerful because irregular rewards tend to intensify attachment more than steady availability does. In practical terms, the relationship survives not through genuine consistency, but through unpredictable moments of attention that reset hope. The book's value lies in mapping both sides of the cycle without reducing the reader to passivity or the partner to caricature. It shows that the breadcrumb dynamic is sustained by mutual participation, even if the power and responsibility are not equal, by naming the sequence clearly. The book helps readers recognize how their own behaviors become organized around uncertainty, checking for signs, interpreting delays, and treating minimal effort as evidence of potential. The explanation is useful because it turns a confusing emotional experience into a repeatable relational pattern that can be identified and interrupted. Thirdly, why familiar unavailability can feel safer than consistent love. One of the book's most insightful ideas is the familiarity trap, which explains why emotionally unavailable men can feel like home while reliable partners can feel flat or unreal. This is not presented as a romantic preference, but as a nervous system problem shaped by prior experiences of inconsistency. When emotional distance has been normalized, a stable relationship may not produce immediate excitement because it does not activate the familiar cycle of uncertainty and pursuit. The book suggests that this can be misread as lack of chemistry, when in fact it may simply reflect unfamiliar regulation. That insight matters because many readers abandon healthy connections too early, assuming they are dull or unconvincing. Gray's framework helps reinterpret that reaction as a sign that steadiness is new, not absent. The implication is that attraction cannot be evaluated solely by intensity, especially when intensity has been linked to anxiety, by focusing on familiarity rather than fantasy. The book challenges readers to distinguish between what feels known and what is actually nourishing, which is a crucial step in changing relationship choices. Fourthly, anxious attachment as the engine of overgiving and self-abandonment. The book treats anxious attachment not as a label for weakness, but as a mechanism that keeps people emotionally overinvested in unavailable relationships. Gray emphasizes the tendency to overanalyze signals, work harder for clarity, and remain emotionally available to someone who is not reciprocating at the same level. This pattern often includes self-abandonment, where a person repeatedly suppresses their own needs in order to preserve connection. The analysis is useful because it shows that anxious attachment does not simply create neediness. It organizes behavior around threat reduction and relational survival. That helps explain why a person may understand the relationship is unhealthy, yet still feel unable to detach. The book also suggests that intellectual awareness is not enough because the attachment system is not changed by information alone. Readers are therefore pushed to see their own participation in the cycle without shame, but also without minimizing its cost. This makes the book more than a critique of bad partners. It is also an examination of how anxious attachment can train someone to equate persistence with love and emotional labor with worthiness. Lastly, healing from avoidant love through nervous system awareness, not just insight. A major distinction in the book is its insistence that healing requires more than understanding attachment theory. Gray argues that readers often try to solve a nervous system problem with cognitive tools, such as quizzes, labels, or conceptual explanations, and then feel frustrated when nothing changes. This emphasis shifts the book away from purely educational self-help and toward regulation, embodiment, and emotional retraining. The practical implication is that leaving a situationship is not only a behavioral decision, it also requires changing how safety, familiarity, and desire are experienced internally. The book is careful not to offer simplistic fixes or moralize the process. Instead, it frames recovery as learning to tolerate consistency, notice triggering patterns earlier, and stop interpreting uncertainty as intimacy. That makes the book particularly relevant for readers who already know the language of attachment but still feel stuck in avoidant dynamics. Its healing model stands out because it respects the limits of insight and addresses the deeper systems that keep the pattern active. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who repeatedly find themselves drawn to emotionally unavailable partners, especially those who already understand attachment theory but still cannot break the pattern in practice. It will be most useful for people who recognize situationships, breadcrumbing, and anxious pursuit as recurring features of their romantic life and want a framework that explains why insight has not been enough. The main benefit of the book is its ability to connect emotional experience with behavioral repetition in a way that feels precise rather than blaming. It offers readers language for the acceptance pattern, the breadcrumb cycle, and the familiarity trap, which can make confusing relational habits easier to identify and interrupt. Compared with many books in the attachment space, it stands out for focusing less on abstract classification and more on the lived mechanics of half-love, self-abandonment, and nervous system conditioning. Its value is not in offering a dramatic cure, but in helping readers understand why they keep accepting less than they want and what has to change if that pattern is going to end. If you would like to support Isabel Gray, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.